The Secretary General of the UN has always been chosen in private meetings. But for the first time in its 70-year history, part of the selection process is taking place in public. At least 8 countries have nominated candidates for the position. Several candidates are women, including Irina Bukova of Bulgaria, Susana Malcora of Argentina, and Helen Clark from New Zealand. All member states were permitted to ask the candidates questions during 2-hour-long meetings last week at the UN General Assembly. The candidates were also asked some of the 1,000 questions written by people on social media. They were asked questions about development, how they would improve efforts to create peace, and how they would protect human rights. The UN Security Council will examine the candidates' backgrounds. Then, the 15 members will mark ballots secretly until one person is chosen. The General Assembly will then vote on whether to accept the choice. Britain, China, France, Russia, and the United States are the 5 permanent members of the Security Council. Experts say they are likely to have more influence on who will be the new Secretary General than the 10 non-member nations on the Council. The Security Council will begin to discuss who will be named the next Secretary General in July. A new Secretary General may not be confirmed until as late as November. The UN has a tradition of choosing its new leader from a part of the world different from its current leader. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is from Asia. The previous UN chief was Kofi Annan, who was from Africa. Dan Thomas is a spokesman for the President of the General Assembly. He says there is no rule that says where a new Secretary General must come from. But most observers say the new UN chief will not be from Asia or Africa. Ban took office in January 2007. His first term ended in December 2011. He was elected to a second 5-year term, which ends at the end of this year. UN chiefs can be re-elected for an unlimited number of terms. But no one has ever served more than 2 terms. Annan served for 2 terms. Before him, Boutros Boutros-Ghali served for just 1 term because the United States vetoed a 2nd term. Eastern European countries want the new UN chief to be from their part of the world. 6 countries from the region have nominated candidates: Bulgaria, Croatia, Macedonia, Moldova, Montenegro, and Slovenia, and 7 of the 9 candidates are from Eastern Europe. None of the UN's 8 leaders have been from Russia or Eastern Europe. A group of 56 countries says the next UN chief should be a woman. There have been 8 UN chiefs. None of them was a woman. The UN says the Secretary General is equal parts diplomat and advocate, civil servant, and CEO. Some experts say it is not clear if the organization needs a good manager or a strong leader. Some diplomats say a strong leader is needed because of the unrest in many parts of the world. This includes the largest displacement of civilians since World War II, the growing threat of global terrorism, and the effects of climate change. I'm Mario Ritter.